and those who work in such spaces continue to question the abilities of people of colour to contribute to the production of knowledge. The behaviour of these elites all but strangles the voice, as the knee on her neck squeezes the breath from her body. But you deny me and other people of colour at your peril. So she fights with every bit of her energy to change the bigotry that is the epitome of whiteness. Because I belong, I will achieve my desires and I will be successful. Her strength and willingness to overcome the adversity of university and HMPPS structures and institutionalized racist practices is evident. However, her gender and her race become hazards as whiteness continues to be blinded by stereotypes and prejudices about black women instead of judgment, not by the colour of her skin, but by the content of her mind. Even though it is obvious that her intellectual capacity and clear thinking is in abundance, and there is for all who wish to see. Therefore, the struggle to overcome and have a voice continues as it is being hindered by whiteness, wish to ensure that her kind should not matter, but her black life matters. And so, her purpose...